All right, let's dive into this, The Great Deformation, this book you sent over by David Stockman. Sounds like a pretty dense read.
Yeah. It's packed with, I guess you could say, a pretty critical look at how American economic policy has kind of gone off the rails.
Okay, so for our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, what are we hoping to pull out of this for them?
Well, Stockman, he had a pretty unique perspective. I mean, he was a congressman, then Reagan's budget director.
Right, so he was right there in the thick of things.
Exactly. And his main argument is that we've moved away from, like, sound fiscal practices, embraced all this easy money and government intervention stuff, and it's really benefited Wall Street more than Main Street.
It's interesting you say that because, I mean, Reagan is usually associated with, smaller government, less intervention.
Right, that's the popular image, but Stockman kind of flips that on its head. He lays out how defense spending, especially, went through the roof under Reagan.
So is he saying Reagan wasn't really about smaller government after all?
Well, it's more nuanced than that. He talks about how, I mean, he was there, right? Managing the budget. And he claims a lot of it was political maneuvering, the influence of those neoconservative advisors, not necessarily a genuine need to, like, counter the Soviets.
So decisions being made in Washington, even back then, maybe weren't always in the best interest of the everyday American.
That's the thread that runs through the whole book, this idea of government intervention distorting the market.
Okay, and how does all this tie into things here in, say, Deer Park? Does any of this high-level stuff actually affect people in our area?
Oh, absolutely. Think about the oil and gas industry, right?
Yeah.
Huge part of our local economy. The ups and downs we experience here, directly influenced by global forces. And Stockman argues our government's policies contribute to that volatility.
Okay, so I can see the connection there. But what about something a little more, I don't know, everyday? Like all those car dealerships we see all over town, how does that fit in?
Well, even there, government intervention plays a role. Stockman dedicates a whole chunk of the book to what he calls the deformation of the auto industry.
That deformation.
Yeah. See, he argues those bailouts of Chrysler and GM, they were presented as saving jobs, right?
Right.
But Stockman says it was more about propping up failing companies and unions at the expense of taxpayers and, real economic growth. He calls them debt zombies, kept alive by cheap loans that just delay the inevitable.
So instead of a natural correction, we get this kind of artificial system where certain players are favored.
Exactly. And he sees that pattern repeating, whether it's the savings and loan crisis, the dot-com bubble, or the housing mess leading up to 2008. Government steps in with easy money and bailouts, creating what they call moral hazard. Basically, the big players know they'll get rescued if their gamble goes bad.
So where's the way out? Does Stockman offer any solutions to all this?
He does, but they're pretty radical. He says we need to get back to sound money, which to him means ditching the Federal Reserve, going back to a gold-backed currency. And he's a big advocate for shrinking government way down.
Whoa, those are some bold ideas.
Yeah, he's basically saying we need to rediscover fiscal responsibility and let the free market do its thing.
Not sure everyone will agree with all that, but it's definitely food for thought, especially for folks here in Pasadena, LaPorte, Deer Park, trying to build a strong local economy.
Right, because it raises the question, if this era of easy money really is over, what does that mean for us? How do we handle a world where the government can't just print its way out of every problem? What happens to businesses and jobs when interest rates go up and credit dries up?
Those are some big questions for sure. We might not have all the answers right now.
No, but understanding these forces at play can help us make smarter decisions as individuals and as a community. It's all about thinking and acting locally right now. One thing that really got me thinking in Stockman's book was that whole section on the auto industry.
Yeah, the deformation, he calls it.
Exactly, the deformation. He argues that the bailouts of Chrysler and GM, even though they were sold as saving jobs, were really more about,
Propping up companies that probably should have been allowed to fail.
Yeah, that's his argument. Propping up those companies and the unions. And it ended up hurting taxpayers in the long run and really stifled real economic growth.
Yeah.
He uses this term debt zombies to describe them.
Debt zombies. That's pretty vivid.
It is, isn't it? And that whole situation really resonates with folks here in Southeast Houston.
Especially those who remember all the hype about the auto industry booming here in the South.
Exactly. We had all these new plants opening up, attracting investment and creating jobs, but then the government stepped in and bailed out Chrysler and GM.
Created an uneven playing field.
Yeah, exactly. It was like giving them a free pass while those newer, more efficient plants in the South were left to compete with companies that were basically on life support from taxpayers. Those companies like Toyota, Nissan, Hyundai, even BMW and Mercedes-Benz, they were all expanding in the South.
Drawn by lower costs and a more business-friendly environment.
Right. But instead of letting the market play out, the government swooped in with those bailouts.
So instead of a natural correction, we got this kind of artificial system.
Exactly. And those struggling companies, instead of having to adapt, were given this lifeline. It's like, you know, if you're running a race and someone gets a head start.
Not exactly fair competition.
That's it. And the thing is, those bailouts weren't just about the immediate jobs they were supposed to save. They were also about all the potential jobs that were lost.
In places like Pasadena, where all those new plants could have thrived.
Exactly. And Stockman digs even deeper. He points to the role of, you know, all that cheap debt, how it contributed to this whole debt zombie scenario in the auto industry.
Cheap debt meaning?
Easy money policies from the Fed. You know, interest rates were so low for so long, companies were able to take on these unsustainable levels of debt, which led to a lot of bad decisions and made the whole system much more vulnerable.
It's like building a house on a shaky foundation.
Exactly. Yeah. It might look okay for a while, but then eventually.
Eventually it all comes crashing down.
Right. And we saw that happen in the auto industry, right?
Yeah.
Years of this cheap debt and government intervention, the whole system was just ripe for collapse. And Stockman argues that this pattern of debt zombies, it's not just limited to the auto industry.
So where else do we see this happening?
Well, he points to the energy sector as another example. Companies taking on massive amounts of debt to fund drilling and exploration.
And a lot of times that's based on projections that are, shall we say, a little optimistic.
Right. And then when those oil prices don't cooperate or the market takes a dip.
Those companies are left holding the bag, so to speak.
Exactly. Mountains of debt. And not a lot of options. We've seen it in recent years, right? Bankruptcies, job losses, pain for investors, workers, everyone. It's this boom and bust cycle. And Stockman says government policies are making it worse.
So what's the takeaway here? Are we doomed to just ride this economic roller coaster forever?
Well, Stockman's argument is that this whole system of easy money and government intervention has created this really distorted economy, you know, one that's increasingly reliant on debt and speculation rather than actually producing things, real goods and services. It's like we're kicking the can down the road, but eventually
we hit that wall.
Yeah. So, you know, he suggests some pretty radical solutions like getting rid of the Federal Reserve. Going back to a gold-backed currency. It sounds pretty extreme, but I think his point is that we need to really rethink things.
A fundamental shift in how we view the role of government in the economy.
Exactly. He's calling for a return to sound money, fiscal responsibility, a government that focuses on its core functions.
Like what? What did that look like?
Well, he talks about defense, protecting property rights, enforcing contracts, those sorts of things, and leaving everything else to the free market. He believes that's the best way to create an economy that's truly prosperous and sustainable, one that benefits everyone, not just the, you know, the well-connected few.
I'm sure those ideas will spark some lively debate.
Oh, definitely. But even if you don't agree with every single one of his solutions, I think he raises some really important questions.
Especially for us here in Southeast Houston.
Right. Our community is so tied to the energy industry. We've seen firsthand how these national policies can have a very real impact on our lives.
What is the proper role of government? How do we balance the need for growth with stability and sustainability?
Mm-hmm.
How do we create an economy that works for everyone? Those are tough questions.
Yeah, they are. And that's where thinking and acting locally comes in.
We can't just wait for Washington to fix everything.
Right. We need to be having these conversations in our own communities. With our elected officials, business leaders, thinking about how we can build a more resilient economy, a more equitable economy right here in Southeast Houston.
One thing Stockman keeps coming back to is this idea of financialization.
Yeah, where the focus is on manipulating money and assets instead of producing actual goods and services.
He argues that's led to less investment in the real economy, slower growth, more inequality.
And it's not just an abstract concept, right? This shift away from real investment, it has consequences for our local communities.
Absolutely. When companies are focused on things like stock buybacks and mergers, you know, just to pump up their share price,
they're less likely to be investing in new factories, new equipment, new jobs in places like Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
Instead of creating actual value, we're just playing this financial shell game.
And it's the ordinary people who end up losing out.
So if we're on this unsustainable path, what does that mean for the future? What does it mean for our jobs, our homes, our kids?
Those are the questions, aren't they? And there are no easy answers. But I think Stockman's book makes one thing very clear. We can't just sit around and wait for someone else to fix this.
We need to be informed. We need to be engaged. And we need to be willing to take action. You know, I keep thinking about Stockman's analysis of, you know, the supposed recovery after the Great Recession. Like, he really argues that a lot of that apparent growth, well, it was fueled by government spending.
And unsustainable debt.
Not real economic activity. Mm. He doesn't really buy the whole narrative that the government saved the economy, does he?
No, not really. He says that all that stuff, the stimulus spending, the bailouts, the easy money from the Fed, they just created this, like, temporary illusion of recovery.
A Band-Aid solution.
Yeah, basically, a Band-Aid. Without really fixing those underlying problems.
He even uses those programs like, what was it, Cash for Clunkers?
Right, and the Home Buyer Tax Credit.
As examples of that kind of short-term thinking, right?
Mm.
A boost that doesn't really create lasting value.
Yeah, he's pretty critical of that approach. And it's not just the federal government either. Stockman calls out state and local governments too for relying on debt and unsustainable spending.
He says that's putting a lot of states and cities in a tough spot.
Yeah, with things like underfunded pensions, you know?
Yeah.
And crumbling infrastructure. Not a pretty picture.
So how does all this relate to us here in Southeast Houston, I mean?
Well, I think the takeaway is that we need to be thinking about how to make our local economy more resilient.
More self-sufficient.
Yeah, exactly. We can't just count on the federal government to come in and bail us out every time things get rough.
Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Right. We need to invest in things that are going to create long-term value. Things like education, you know, infrastructure, creating a business-friendly environment. Think about what's going to make Deer Park, Pasadena, LaPorte, all of Southeast Houston thrive, even when times are tough.
Taking ownership of our economic future, not just waiting for someone else to come save the day.
Exactly. And it's about having some honest conversations, you know, about the role of government. What are those essential services? How do we pay for them? How do we make sure our government is accountable to the people it's supposed to be serving?
Those are good questions to ask.
Yeah.
Of our local leaders, our city council members, our state representatives.
Absolutely. And Stockman, he also gets into those big entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare.
Which, let's face it, a lot of folks around here rely on.
It's a touchy subject, no doubt, but it's one we can't just ignore.
No, we can't. What's his take?
He argues that those programs are on an unsustainable path. We need to make some tough choices if we want to keep them around.
The baby boomers are retiring. Fewer people paying in.
Yeah.
Something's got to give.
It's a reminder that even these national programs have a real impact on our communities, right here at home.
Yeah.
But, you know, even though Stockman paints a pretty bleak picture at times, he does offer some hope.
He thinks we can turn things around.
He does. But he says it's going to take some hard choices and a willingness to challenge the status quo.
He keeps going back to those same things.
Sound money, fiscal responsibility, smaller government. He sees those as the keys.
I'm sure those ideas will ruffle some feathers.
Oh, definitely. But it's a conversation worth having, don't you think?
Absolutely. What does it mean to be fiscally responsible? What should the government be doing and what should it not be doing?
And those questions, they matter at every level, right? Not just in Washington, but right here in Deer Park, in LaPorte, in Pasadena, what can we do in our own communities?
To build a more sustainable economy, a more equitable economy, to make sure our neighbors are taken care of, that everyone has a chance to succeed.
That's what it all comes down to, right? Thinking and acting locally.
We can't just wait around for someone else to fix things. We have the power to shape our own future.
Exactly. One decision, one conversation, one action at a time.
That's what the show is all about, isn't it? Helping our listeners be informed and engaged, making a difference.
If you find value in what we do and you want to support us in our mission, we do have a link to donate in our show notes.
Every little bit helps us keep bringing you these deep dives.
Actionable information for local impact.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the Great Deformation. Keep those conversations going. Keep asking those tough questions.
And keep thinking and acting locally.
We'll see you next time.